It's time now for weather with Cliff Mass and KNKX environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
The falling leaves just by my window. Falling leaves of red and gold.
Well, I never thought of the Pacific Northwest as a prime spot for viewing autumn leaves, but this year the colors have been spectacular. And it looks like we've got ideal weather for taking that in this weekend. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass from the University of Washington. He's going to explain why the leaves have been so colorful this year and how the weather influences that. First, though, let's get the forecast, Cliff.
Well, Bellamy, why go to New England when you can stay right here and enjoy the colors? And we're going to have perfect weather to do that after we get through a little rain today. Right now, a weak front, is crossing the coast, and it's raining now around Tatoosh and up there by Quileute. That rain's going to move in during midday. Just could be showers for a few hours, and that front will move through, you know, certainly by dinner time, and then we should be dry after that. So today we'll have a lot of clouds after about 10, 11 o'clock. Temperatures getting up into the mid-50s, mid to upper 50s. Now, after the front goes through, then we have cooler air that'll inundate the region, but it'll be dry air. So I expect each day to be very similar for the next 5 days. Sunny skies, certainly after the clouds burn off in the morning. And then we'll have temperatures getting up to the mid-50s and virtually no chance of precipitation. So at least 5 days of this really nice weather, perfect fall weather's ahead.
And you mentioned morning clouds. It was really foggy on a couple of days this week, and it is kind of fog season now. Are we going to have a lot of that or just a little bit of cloud cover?
I think the air will be dry enough that the fog won't hold in, you know, very long. This is the fog season of the year, the foggiest time of the year. That's because the nights have gotten longer, the ground has gotten moist, and so when we have high pressure over us and the winds are weak, then we tend to cool off at the surface. That cools the air to saturation and we get fog. And so we could see some fog this week, especially as we get into Monday and Tuesday, but I think that that will burn off as we get into the late morning and afternoon.
And real quick, Cliff, you follow the situation in California with the wildfires pretty closely. Is there a connection with the winds down there right now and the weather that we're anticipating?
There is a direct connection. When we have cold air coming in, like we're having this weekend, that cold air eventually moves into Nevada, which produces high pressure that gives offshore easterly winds that helps produce the fires. So there is a direct connection with our transition to cooler air and their strong winds that can cause fires.
A lot going on there with those powerful winds. Here in the Northwest, though, the dry weather means a crisp fall weekend, ideal for looking at these leaves. Why are they so great this year?
Well, there's a few things it takes to get good leaf color, and they all came into place during the last month or so. The first thing is you don't want unusually dry conditions. You don't want drought conditions during the summer and early fall. That's bad for leaf color because the trees tend to turn yellow and brown. The leaves come off the trees too early. They don't have time to develop the full color. So that's bad, and we didn't have it. We had normal precipitation during the summer, and then, in fact, we actually had some periods of heavy rain in September that kept the leaves on the trees. So that's number one. We had it. Number two, you want the right temperatures. You don't want frost. Frost is bad. That causes the leaves to fall off too soon and the colors are not good. We didn't have any frost. What you would like to have is, you know, relatively warm temperatures during the day, and especially a few days that get warmer than usual. And you want to have some cool periods at night. That helps as well. Not frosty, but you want to have some low temperatures. And if you remember a few weeks ago, we had that cool period. Didn't get to frost, but we had some cool morning temperatures. And our highs have often been at normal or a little bit above normal as well. So we had the temperatures, getting warm we need it, getting cool enough to cause the transition, but not too cold. The other thing that, according to some of the statistics I looked online, you want some sun during the day. That's good for colors. And, you know, we've had really, except for that rainy period last week, we've had, you know, substantial amount of sunshine, normal or even above normal during some periods. So all the features came together to to give us, you know, really the best color that I have seen in years around here. And a lot of people agree.
Yeah, it takes a lot to make this happen. Can you remember a year prior where it was like this?
I think 2015 was pretty good. But, you know, this year is one of the best, especially in terms of the vivid reds. I mean, they are really nice. And because we've had some rain, the leaves are going to stay on the trees for a while. So I think the next 5 days, when we have lots of sun, will be one of the most wonderful times to go out there to look at those beautiful fall colors.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.